Rule 5. Maintenance for them and their families by the administration of earthly things suitable to the state and condition of the churches, is required by God from their flocks. 1 Timothy 5:17, Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Galatians 6:6, Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sow that shall he also reap. 1 Corinthians 9:7, Who goes a warfare any time at his own charges? Who plants a vineyard and eats not of the fruit thereof? Or who feeds a flock and eats not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man? Or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, You shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads out the corn. Does God only take care for oxen? Or set he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes no doubt this was written, that he that ploughs should plough in hope, and that he that threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel, should live of the gospel. Matthew 10:9, Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Add to all these, and the like places, the analogy of the primitive allowance required in the synagogues of the Jews. Clarification 5. It is a promise to the church under the gospel, that kings should be her nursing fathers, and queens her nursing mothers, Isaiah 49:23, and kings shall be your nursing fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers, they shall bow down to you with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of your feet, and you shall know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. To such it belongs principally to provide food and protection for those committed to them. The fruit of this promise the churches in many ages have enjoyed, laws by supreme and kingly power have been enacted, giving portions and granting privileges to churches and their pastors. It is so in many places in the days wherein we live. On this ground, where equitable and righteous laws have allowed a supportment in earthly things to the pastors of churches, arising from such as may receive spiritual benefit by their labor in the gospel, it is thankfully to be accepted and embraced, as an issue of God's providence for the good of his ministers. Besides, our Savior warrants his disciples to take and eat of their things, by their consent, to whomsoever the word is preached, Luke 10:8, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. But it is not always this way, these things may sometimes fail. Wherefore, the continual care and frequently the burden, or rather labor of love in providing for the pastors, as a rule rests upon the churches themselves, which they are to do in such a manner as is suitable to the condition wherein they are, and of the increase given them of God. Thus the whole church in general, and each member in particular, is obliged unto the maintenance for their pastors and their families, for which they have as motives the following. 1. God's appointment, as in the text cited. 2. The necessity of it. How shall he go on warfare if he be troubled about the necessities of this life? When possible, they ought to be enabled to give themselves wholly to the work of the ministry. 1 Timothy 4:15, Meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them that your profiting may appear to all. 3. The equity of the duty. Our Savior and the Apostles plead it out from grounds of equity and justice. Furthermore, all kinds of laws and rules of righteousness among all sorts of men, allow proportionable decency in the way of recompense of a just wage for the laborer, which to detain from such is a crying sin. Matthew 10:9, Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy and there abide till you go thence. 1 Corinthians 9:10, for it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads out the corn. Does God take care only for oxen? James 5:4, behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud cries out, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton, you have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. It is but the wretched endeavors of men of corrupt minds to neglect, rob, or spoil God's ministers of all the providence of God, which on any other account, is in truth that which they are to righteously possess.